And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A new report from the Vienna-based Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians documents over 2,200 anti-Christian hate crimes across Europe in 2024, with violent personal attacks jumping from 232 to 274, despite missing data from the UK and France. Even more alarming, arson attacks nearly doubled, with a third of those in Germany, where bishops recently warned that all taboos have been broken regarding church attacks. Meanwhile, UK courts have decided that certain silent thoughts are now illegal. An Army veteran was convicted and fined over $11,000 for silently bowing his head in prayer within 100 meters of an abortion facility. Across the Atlantic, a pro-Palestinian mob surrounded Manhattan's Park East Synagogue, led by a 95-year-old Holocaust survivor, blocking entry while shouting death to the IDF and hurling anti-Semitic slurs at attendees. Authorities arrested a high school assistant principal and his brother after an off-duty police officer overheard them plotting attacks on ICE agents at a local restaurant. The brother had purchased an assault rifle specifically because it could penetrate body armor and mentioned yearning to go hunting while planning a Vegas trip to meet with like-minded individuals. The brothers were caught at the airport. ICE has faced a 1,000% surge in assaults since Trump's deportation operations began. Now, there's better news from Alberta, where Premier Danielle Smith introduced Peterson's Law, named after Jordan Peterson, who faced punishment from his regulatory body for social media posts. The new legislation will prevent professional regulatory bodies from disciplining doctors, nurses, engineers, and other professionals for off-duty expression, except in cases involving threats for criminal convictions. Meanwhile, a spa in New Jersey settled a transgender lawsuit and will now allow males into the female nude areas as long as their state ID says they identify as female. If actual women are uncomfortable with naked men in their locker rooms, they can either deal with it, request a private spa, or just not use the facilities at all. And if you haven't heard, homeschooling has hit record numbers this year, growing at 5.4%, nearly triple the pre-pandemic rate. 36% of reporting states recorded their highest homeschool enrollment ever. Public schools could lose as many as 8.5 million students by mid-century if this current trend continues. When you're teaching 5-year-olds that abortion is a superpower, don't be shocked when parents look for alternatives. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.